Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another installment of Weekend Update on Cowboy State Politics. I'm your host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Well, it's that time of year again. Spring is in the air, and our legislators have all returned home to give us a break from their continued taxing and spending and not doing their job. Oh, it's true. They're all back in their districts, and it just so happens they're up to their old tricks again. We'll talk about a couple of those awesome representatives that have been keeping their hands in our front pockets for 40 days. And we've got to talk about a fantastic new county resolution in Johnson County. You're going to love this one. But first, some totally obscene self-promotion. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for a new building on your property, maybe to house all of your fancy, shiny toys, or if you have a drafty barn that's been irritating all of your livestock, well, you need to call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They've been in the construction business for over 100 years, so no matter what you've got in mind for your building, chances are they've done it before and they do it better than anyone else. Give Nick or Jesse a call at 307-674-2532 and tell them what you've got in mind, and chances are they're going to have some better ideas for you. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon, really any of them will work, but the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might mention during the course of a program. If your name is Joe Biden or Crickets Cheney and you don't have a clue what's going on, well then you can go to the website and pull up an article and read it for yourself like you should have been doing all along. Over and over again on this program, we've talked about how our education system is really facing a huge budgetary cliff, and our legislators don't want to do anything about it. Education spending in Wyoming has gone up $600 million in the last few years, and there's no end in sight. In fact, there are what are called escalators every year, and they go up about $30 million a year, regardless of what inflation does, or if they have to hire new teachers or anything else. We just kind of assume that we're going to increase spending by $30 million a year. The first bill that came out of the House of Representatives cut, or what they said cut, about $20 million a year. Isn't that fantastic? They're actually taking some initiative. Well, really, no, because with the escalator, they still increase spending $10 million a year. So the House of Representatives is completely irresponsible. So over in the Senate, they wanted to cut spending by about $460 million, and that was across the whole budget, but they wanted to make some major cuts and do the responsible thing like all of us have to do in our households. Unfortunately for us, though, when the House and Senate got together in the conference committee, yeah, that's when the adults in the room sit down and negotiate on a bill that's going to be sent to the governor. They didn't want to make a deal, so they just let the whole funding bill die. Which means that there's no changes whatsoever from the spending levels of last year, which is fantastic if you're in the education department and you're a superintendent and you make twice what the governor does. Well, then that's just gravy. But it's really bad if you're the citizens of the state of Wyoming, because all of that money is coming out of our reserve account. For people in the real world, our savings account. Our legislators need to grow the heck up and handle our financial problems like normal people do, like we hired you to do. Or we'll find somebody else to replace you. It's that simple. One good thing that came out of COVID is all of the legislative session is available on YouTube. I strongly suggest that you go and check it out so you can see all of their ridiculous behavior for yourself and find out why our education system is broke. It's because we don't manage the checkbook like all people in the real world have to do. Another fabulous fairy tale that we've covered on Cowboy State Politics is House Bill 218, or the Hate Crime Bill. I really suggest that you go back and listen to Wednesday's episode of Cowboy State Politics. It was all about that bill and about free speech in the state of Wyoming. We explained it pretty clearly. However, Representative Pat Sweeney from Natrona County, he was the main sponsor of House Bill 218, and now, since he has so much free time on his hands, he decided to do a little bit of writing in the Red Star, Casper Star Tribune. Let me just read you a little bit of this. This is absolutely fantastic. His op-ed was posted yesterday in the version of the Red Star, and it's entitled, "Wyoming is Past Due for Bias-Motivated Crime Law." And I quote, "I introduced House Bill 218, Bias-Motivated Crimes, with the intent to raise awareness about the message Wyoming sends to the world's citizens and businesses that we are not welcoming of a diverse citizenry. Yes, it's hard to read or believe that we here in Wyoming, the equality state, could be seen in such a negative light. Those of us who have been here for years, decades, or in many cases generations, know from experience that individuals have the opportunity to establish themselves in Wyoming communities and flourish." End quote. Blah. Okay, Pat Sweeney, Wyoming doesn't have a problem with bias-motivated crime. And first of all, there is no such thing as bias-motivated crimes. It's just crime. If I ball up my fist and punch somebody in the nose, that's a crime. It's called assault. It doesn't matter why I did it. The important part is that I did it. It's already against the law. Beyond that, Wyoming does not have a problem with crimes that are motivated by sexism or racism or transgenderism or whatever. Put any ism you want on it, but we don't have a problem with it. They're extremely rare. Let's go to the end of his article, where he says, quote, "I believe it's time for Wyoming to recognize and address the devastating and unique impact of hate crimes and enact a bias-motivated crime law. No one should be targeted for a crime simply because of who they are. By joining the vast majority of states in passing a bias-motivated crime law, Wyoming will be sending a resounding message that it rejects bias-motivated violence and is committed to being open to business for all." We don't have a problem with bias-motivated crimes, even if they did exist. And secondly, Wyoming is open to anyone who wants to be here and be a good person and contribute to our great state. Enough of this dumb article. What hate crime legislation does, though, is creates discrimination inside of statutes. An example of that could clearly be seen in the committee hearing where they discussed Representative Sweeney's bill. It devolved into a racist trope by activists from the University of Wyoming. Go back to Wednesday's episode of Cowboy State Politics where we talk about this issue at length. This is an idiotic bill and one that is not needed in the state of Wyoming. One more thought about Representative Pat Sweeney. Allegedly, he's a Republican, and yet he's proposing and sponsoring legislation like Medicaid expansion, which he did last session, and now it's a hate crime law. Kind of sounds to me like he's not a conservative at all. In fact, he's probably one of the frontier Republicans. We'll get back to Morning Update in just a second, but first, an obscene profit timeout. Today's installment of Weekend Update is brought to you by Morton Buildings. It's absolutely true that your livestock likes to be warm and cuddly on those cold Wyoming nights, but so do you. Yes, if you need a new home, well, Morton Buildings can construct that for you. So let's say you've just had them build you an amazing barn, but you forgot to build a home for yourself. Well, Morton Buildings can help you out there too. They can construct a small living quarters attached to the amazing barn that keeps your horses fat and happy during those cold Wyoming nights, or they can make you a single family residence to your exact specifications. These guys are experts in what they do. Give Nick or Jesse a call at 307-674-2532, and they can keep both you and your livestock warm on those cold Wyoming nights. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the best way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles I bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney or Joe Biden and you've had your head in the sand for the last 10 years, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. And now, back to the program. Moving on to my representative, Barry Crago. We interviewed the good representative about halfway through the legislative session, and we gave him the benefit of the doubt that at that point there really hadn't been too many votes taken for us to gauge whether he was going to be conservative or not. Unfortunately, though, if you go to Evidence-Based Wyoming and look him up, you'll find out that he is in the top 15 most liberal legislators in the Wyoming legislature. It's true. He sides with the Democrats more than 75% of the time. Sounds pretty conservative to me, yet it's interesting why he comes from the most conservative county in the state of Wyoming. In our first audio clip of the morning, here is Chairman of the Johnson County Commissioners, Bill Novotny, heaping mounds of praise on the good representative. This is from Wednesday's edition of Public Pulse on KROE Radio.
Simply put, Representative Crego was a rock star down in this last legislative session, and we're just so thankful to have him serving us in Johnson County. And
oh, I'm sure you are, Bill, but the only group of people that Representative Crego was a rock star for, really, is the Democrat Party. Representative Crego voted for Medicaid expansion twice, and he votes with the Democrats more than 75% of the time. That's all you need to know about our legislator. On an upcoming episode, we'll do a deeper dive into the voting record of the good representative, just so you have a full account of how unconservative Representative Barry Crego is. And since we brought up Commissioner Novotny, we should probably talk about Johnson County Resolution Number 655. This one is fabulous. You see, it declares Johnson County a Second Amendment preservation county. Don't you feel all warm and fuzzy inside like I do? Yeah, not so much. And it would be great if it actually did anything. But just like the gutting of the SAPA bill, the Second Amendment Preservation Act, this resolution doesn't do a darn thing. Let me give you a little history lesson. We begin with another political post that our Johnson County Commissioner Bill Novotny holds. Here's Bill in his own words. This is from the same radio program.
You have really put some miles on your automobile this past month, haven't you?
I have. That's the part of being part of the WCCA leadership and being very involved in the revenue discussion. You've got to be present or you are on the menu and on the table ready to get chewed up.
Yeah, I have a couple questions, Bill. First one, what is the WCCA? Wow, that is the Wyoming County Commissioners Association. Wait a minute. Wasn't the WCCA one of the groups against the Second Amendment Preservation Act all the way through? Yeah, I believe it was. And here's my second question, Bill. All those miles you put on your car to go down and lobby in our state capitol, one of those trips wouldn't have been to lobby against the SAPA bill, would it? I bet it was. The other group that was strongly against the Second Amendment Preservation Act was the Wyoming Sheriff's Association. That group has been against every single pro-gun measure in the last 15 years, probably more. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? A group that supports all the sheriffs, which are the people that are supposed to protect your constitutional rights, are against every single pro-gun bill in the last 15 years. Doesn't that just strike you as odd? It kind of makes me question how supportive the Wyoming Sheriff's Association is for our constitutional rights. Oh, but pay no attention to that. One more thing before we continue. The Wyoming Sheriff's Association was given every single opportunity to fix their concerns in the Second Amendment Preservation Act, and they declined. After they had ensured the demise of our Second Amendment Preservation Act, oh, they would be the County Commissioners Association, yeah, Bill Novotny's group, and the Wyoming Sheriff's Association, after they finished off the Second Amendment Preservation Act, all of those legislators came back home to relax and breathe easy a little bit. And what did the Johnson County Commissioners do? Well, they passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act for the county. Yeah, but same thing, it's completely toothless. There is no enforcement mechanism in it whatsoever. Let me just ask you another question. So we have fines for speeding, and if you're caught speeding, there's a penalty for that. Now, if we didn't have any fines, would there be anything to deter people from doing 100 miles an hour down the interstate? Well, no, because there'd be no fine for it. So then, if we have a resolution that says we totally support the Second Amendment, but there's no enforcement mechanism to make sure that we do that, does that resolution mean anything? Nope. It's not worth the piece of paper that it's written on. But it's worse than that. So you've passed a resolution that says you're totally in support of the Second Amendment, and you make everybody feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And then every American citizen watches as Bolshevik Biden starts his attack on the Second Amendment. But we don't really worry about it because we've got resolution number 655 to protect our gun rights. Well, that would be true if there was something to ensure that those people in positions of authority are held accountable. And they're not. But as a general rule, people in elected office do not like being held accountable. So not only did the Wyoming County Commissioners Association and the Wyoming Sheriffs Association remove all accountability from the SAPA bill before they killed it, the same thing was done with Resolution Number 655. There's no accountability there. In other words, their attempt to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside and make you believe that everything is rainbows and lollipops actually does you a disservice. It makes you believe that you're protected when you're really not. The other group that Resolution 655 does not protect is our law enforcement officers themselves. The original SAPA bill prevented agencies from issuing orders to law enforcement officers to enforce federal mandates. And if they did, the agencies themselves would be held civilly liable. Well, see, in Resolution 655, there's no enforcement mechanism, so there's nothing to prevent a local agency from telling a law enforcement officer to enforce a federal mandate. And if said officer refuses to follow that order, then there's nothing to prevent them from being fired. So let's end this dismal discussion of politicians on a good note. Each and every law enforcement officer in the state of Wyoming has my utmost respect. I know many of them, and they're good people. They're honest people, and they put their lives on the line each and every day that they put on that badge. I couldn't be convinced that any one of them would intentionally take away my Second Amendment rights. The issue I have is not with the city cops that I wave at every time that I see them on the road, or with the sheriff's deputies that I see heading out of town to patrol our county. I'm sure that each of them would give up their life if it meant saving the life of another, and that is to be commended. I do, however, have a problem with politicians that do things to create political cover for their activities during the legislative session. Now I'm speaking specifically of the WCCA and the Wyoming Sheriffs Association. Both of those groups lobbied against the Second Amendment Preservation Act, and they refused to create a good bill when they were given the opportunity. That is a disservice to Wyoming citizens, and you should be ashamed of yourself. And passing Resolution 655 is nothing but political smoke to cover up your misdeeds during the legislative session. It is a disservice to all Wyoming gun owners, which, by the way, includes just about every member of law enforcement that I've ever met. So to all members of Wyoming law enforcement, you have my support 100%. Even if that means protecting you from the politicians who are only out for their own interests. From the base of the Bighorns, in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.